Mick Mulvaney says the U.S. President, Donald Trump, wants to find out whether the Russia investigation was an attempt to prevent him from becoming president. Mulvaney appeared on ABC's This Week.
If that happened, that is a challenge to our republic, the likes of which we've not seen for a long time. And we don't think it's that outrageous to suggest that it could have. The president would only be doing his job if he tries to make sure whether or not that happened. And if it did, to make sure the people who committed those particular acts are brought to justice.
Ukrainians are voting today in the first round of presidential balloting. Petro Poroshenko is seeking re-election but had little support in the latest poll. The surprise frontrunner in the field of 39, Volodymyr Zelensky, who plays the role of a president in a TV comedy series. Notably missing from the field is any openly pro-Russia candidate. Election observers are on hand for the voting. Early indications were that things were going well. Analysts are calling it a referendum on President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Today's crucial municipal elections in Turkey, which will determine who holds power in the country's main cities. Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party have seen their popularity drop, mainly because of economic problems. Chief among them, a deep recession and inflation. Erdogan led his party's campaign effort focusing on Istanbul, Turkey's largest city and its financial capital, where the main opposition CHP hopes to gain control. Zuzana Kaputova will be Slovakia's first female president after winning the second round of her country's presidential election. She defeated Maros Sefcovic on Saturday. Kaputova is a liberal environmental activist. Her victory was overwhelming. With almost all the votes counted, the 45-year-old Kaputova had 58% to 42% for her opponent. For all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain's Justice Secretary has hinted the government may take a more conciliatory approach to Parliament's decision.